changing and every day looks like rain. But I keep hoping for that sun. The streets are filled with demons, Lord, that's never gonna change. But I still wanna be with everyone. I know there's something for you.
It's 4:06. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the track In This Life by the Canadian band The Strumbellas. More from them in just a bit. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to a governmental affairs expert about the likelihood of November's governor election being decided in the courts, given all the lawsuits going on about election proceedings here in Wisconsin.
First, there are lots of different ways to describe the Strumbellas' sound. Roundtable Radio said it's what would happen if Mumford & Sons joined forces with Arcade Fire. As a genre, they've been called folk pop grass, blending traditional sound with pop and bluegrass.
They won one of Canada's biggest honors, the Juno Award, this year, and the SiriusXM Indies Award for Folk Group of the Year. They're in Wisconsin tonight at the True Coffee Performance Space in Fitchburg at 8 p.m.
Simon Ward and Isabel Ritchie join us now in studio. Simon's a songwriter, vocalist, and guitarist, and Isabel plays violin. Simon, it's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me and us.
Isabel, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Well, we came in with that song. That one's called In This Life. Simon, what can you tell us about that one?
Well, first of all, it tripped me out because I haven't heard it since I recorded it like a year ago. So I was just listening going, oh, man, I forgot.
Remember that?
Yeah, it was just it was a song we did It's actually funny. It's the only hopeful song we've ever written as a band. Everything else is a bit doom and gloomy, and that's like our one song that's just like, don't worry, there's something good for you out there.
Even though, you know, you said the rest of the album is more doom and gloomy, there's something optimistic about it anyway, the sound of it. It's sort of like the lyrics might be doom and gloom, but the sound is sort of hope.
Yeah, it's kind of keep it fun. I kind of got that idea from Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon. I really like that concept of kind of dark and sad lyrics with fun, happy music. So I tried that out.
Well, Isabel, I want to go to you now. You know, in digging around about how to describe what the Strumbellas is, I came across the term folk pop grass. How would you describe your sound? Is that right? Folk pop grass?
Yeah, we always have fun with what other people describe us as. We've gotten like goth folk and regular alt country, and we get compared to some pretty funny bands. I think that's, you know, folk pop grass. I think Simon maybe coined that term.
Nice. Well, Isabel, you joined the Strumbellas after you actually saw an ad on Craigslist posted for musicians. Mm-hmm. What, can you tell us the story about how you ended up with Strumbellas?
Yeah. You know, I grew up playing violin, mostly classical and some fiddling here and there. But I was just kind of sick of that, but looking to keep playing music. And I stumbled on an ad that Simon had posted on Craigslist. And it linked to his MySpace account at the time. And
this is a while ago.
Yeah, it's a while ago. We're dating ourselves. It had a couple songs up on there. So I responded to that along with maybe six other people. And we all met at Simon's apartment in Toronto and got to know each other. And over time, some people came and some people went. And there's only two of us left from that original Craigslist ad. But that's how we formed initially.
Do you remember what it was like the first time you jammed with the band?
Yeah, I remember there was I remember being greeted at the door by Simon, and Simon says, I don't know, maybe my name's Izzy. It was kind of ambiguous. He expected me to be a guy with like a big afro, and I showed up and there I was. So, and then we were all seated in Simon's apartment on couches, jammed in there, 10 or 11 of us. Working through his songbook and trying out different songs and seeing what worked.
That's where it began. Well, let's listen to another track. This one is called Sailing. Before we do, though, Simon, what's going on in Sailing?
It's actually, I can't say. It's a strange thing to say, but it's actually about something really weird that I'm going to take with me to the old grave. So, sorry, I don't have a better answer.
You're pleading the fifth on this
I should have said that. I'm pleading the fifth.
Well, the song should speak for itself. We're going to listen now to Sailing. And this one, you can hear the pop in it, but there's always, you know, the element of roots, it seems like, in your music. And you also do a lot of that with your voice, I notice. Sometimes you just, you kind of whoop it up. You give a whoop. And it's...
I love the whoop.
Should I ask you to do it on the radio? Will you whoop for us?
I'm pretty shy.
It has to be in context.
I'm pretty shy, yeah.
Sorry. All right, well, we'll have to listen. There might be one later on that we can hear. But how do you get that root sound in your music with your voice?
To be honest, I don't think it's a premeditated thing. It's just you sing and you know, you put everything you can into it, and it just kind of comes out the way it comes out. And I'm not exactly what you'd call a planner, so I kind of go on the seat of my pants.
Is that the kind of music you loved growing up? Did you listen to roots music?
No, I was a hip-hop fanatic. I was in a hip-hop band all throughout high school, and I literally only listened to Wu-Tang Clan and Tupac. And then I listened to Ryan Adams one day when I was like 23 out for a jog, and then I just completely changed face to that style of music, that, you know, pop
really?
Country.
So that was the conversion moment.
It was. I remember I was jogging. It was a song, Easy Plateau, by Ryan Adams off of... Cold Roses, and then as soon as I heard that song, I completely just kind of left hip hop and went to alt country music for the rest until today.
Crazy. So you never looked back? That was it?
Never looked back. I mean, I still dabble in the hip hop, but you know, it's this type of music pretty much floored me. So
does this feel more like who you are?
Yeah, considering I was in a hip hop group called Clip Squad, as in the gun clip of a squad, I didn't think that was necessarily, you know, who I was.
That wasn't
considering
silent.
I don't think I've ever seen a gun in my entire life, so I thought this probably was a bit more fitting for who I am, yeah.
Well, you guys just won a Juno Award. This is a really big deal in Canada. Americans may or may not know about this, but what was it? What was it like winning that award, Isabel?
It just really took us by surprise. We had been nominated the previous year, and we were just really thrilled to be nominated against other bands that we really admire. And so when we went the second year, we already knew the feeling of being there and losing. So when we went and we won, we were all just, I don't know, just to have that support of the community and musicians and people in the industry, it's just a great feeling.
And I cried like a baby.
Yeah, Simon cried.
I couldn't even say my speech. Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not a crier. I don't know why that happened.
He got like one line into the acceptance speech and had to pass on the mic.
That and Lion King are the only two times I've ever cried in my entire life.
I hear you on Lion King. I was a mess at Lion King too. Well, what was it about that moment, do you think, that did it? Do you look back, or was it just something that went?
The truth is, it's because my dad always dreamed about being a successful musician, and he passed away a while ago, and I pretty much am doing this, you know, to kind of have this weird void, and so I think that was just a big moment for me, for him.
That's interesting. There's a song in here, and I wish I could remember which one it was. I don't have your CD in front of me. That sounds like it's written to your dad. Are there songs to your dad on this album?
Yeah, a lot of it. One especially, the last song, is literally about him, and other ones kind of tie into it, you know. It all kind of is a bit about it, but you know, that one's like directly, you know.
Yeah.
About it.
And so here you are in Wisconsin. You're playing tonight. And you, Isabel, you said earlier that this is the kind of the furthest south you've been, or something like that. How is this tour going in the States?
Well, it's day one, so far so good. We just left Toronto yesterday, and then we're out, and it's great. We're going all over the country. We're basically circling the country, all the way down to Texas and across down California, and then we'll come back across Canada. So we've toured in Canada so much, it's fun to have a new adventure.
Well, I wish you well, and we're going to go out with a song called Ride On. Simon, any words about this?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Sorry, I plead the fifth again.
All right, this is a song called Ride On by the Strumbellas. Here it is.
Lightning bolt is burning holes through my skin to my soul. And I don't try, I try not to sin. But Lord, I'm down, well, I'm down again.
And we've been talking with Simon Ward and Isabel Ritchie. They're members of the Canadian band The Strumbellas. They're playing tonight in Fishburg at True Coffee at 8 o'clock.